Steve, welcome to Kill Meat and Friends. So tell me how where Francis Scott Key was and how he recorded what he recorded that eventually became our national anthem. The flag was still there and bombs bursting in air. It aren't just random lines.
Yeah. You know, it sometimes seems as if Francis Scott Key just was beamed down from outer space and happened to be in Baltimore Harbor to watch the bombardment. But he's really involved in this story from the start. And ironically, he was a big opponent of the war. He thought we had no business invading Canada. He thought the American government had made a big mistake. But then when the British sent their troops in to invade Maryland and the district, he signed up for the militia, fought to defend his home. And then a family friend was captured by the British and taken prisoner. Key was an attorney there in Washington, and he knew the family. He had connections with the government, and he launched a mission to try to negotiate the freedom for this elderly Maryland doctor. And he ends up joining the fleet right as they're preparing to sail to Baltimore. And the British agreed to free the American captives, but Key and the rest of the American parties were detained while they attacked Baltimore.
He was able to get a good seat, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had an amazing seat. You know, he was on this American truce ship that was under the guard of Royal Marines, but from the research I've done for the book, it seems the British Admiral wanted Key close at hand because he thought he was going to be negotiating the surrender of Fort McHenry, and he wanted someone like Key available to negotiate the terms.
Right.
So he had a great view of that bombardment.
And when the flag was still there, it's the bombs are bursting in air, the smoke when it finally cleared, the tattered flag at Fort McHenry was still there and still exists today, correct? Which means our country was still there.
That's right. And Key wasn't sure it was going to be there. I mean, that's the thing that people sometimes forget when they're singing the song at the anthem, at the baseball games, and they're not really listening to the words, but the whole thing is a big question mark, because after this incredibly ferocious bombardment that had gone on for 24 hours, there had been silence, and Key had no idea whether the American flag would still be flying in the morning or whether the Union Jack would be up. And it was just an incredible moment of dramatic tension because he wasn't at all sure the Republic was going to survive the night.